what's some of the leadership principles that you've based your time at Patelco and before that in executive positions at School First? What's been the things that have grounded you?
Well, you know, I think you're in a people business, and it's strictly a people business. So you got to put people first. You got to put the members first, and you got to put your team members first. You can have what you think are all the great ideas in the world, but the great ideas really are incredibly coming from your team. And what they do to bring the magic forward, I think, is everything. So to me, people are first. You know, you invest in the people, you make sure they understand your mission, where you're going, what the bigger purpose is that they serve, because I think being in a credit union, that's one of our best assets, is that we serve a higher purpose. And once you get people who believe in that and you give them the tools, they can really connect with members. And then once you do that connection, I think you just build participation a member at a time. And I think that's probably the number one key of success for any of us, is just making sure you have the right people doing the right things, taking care of your members.
From a leadership standpoint, why is setting high expectations so vital to the success of an organization?
I think setting high expectations is an issue of saying, I believe in you, and I believe in you in so much that I know you can achieve this. So I think it's an incredibly positive thing to be able to say to a team that this might seem like it's on the outskirts of possible, but I believe in you so much that you're going to make this be realized and actionable and do great things for your members, your membership, and Patelco. So that's the first thing about high expectations, is it comes with great belief. And I also think that when you have high expectations, we all rise higher to meet those, because we all want to be successful and we all want to be winners. And so you just try a little harder. So I think that's what's so critical about setting really high expectations.
I'd gather that one of the sources that you take for inspiration of ideas is meeting with CEOs or executives from other industries. And I hear that you meet regularly with some folks in the Bay Area and just kind of brainstorm, discuss. Tell me a little bit about that group and about what that's brought into you in terms of perspectives that maybe you hadn't thought about before.
Sure. You know, I was invited to be a member of what's called the CEO Alliance, and it is a group of CEOs, a rather large group of CEOs in the Bay Area. And they put you in small working groups where you meet three times a year. And it really is an opportunity to not only network, but really discuss CEO-level problems. You are to bring a problem you're trying to solve, and you get to lay out your problem in front of these other CEOs, explain it, and then they ask questions to clarify it, and you answer those questions. And then you are quiet, and you listen to what each of those CEOs would do if they were you. So you do that three times a year, plus the CEO Alliance group also has larger group meetings. They bring in different outside speakers that you can participate with. So it's a great networking group, and it's a great educational group. And I think sometimes having these type of discussions with non-industry people, they just look at your problems differently, just like I look at their problems differently. And so they can have an insight that, you know, you get too close to, and them not being close to it, you can have an aha moment with them. So I really enjoy that group that I belong to. But likewise with those groups, there's different opportunities in the credit union movement too to network. And so there's CUNA roundtables, there's league roundtables, but I think the creation of this new CEO council is another great avenue for networking that really could help in the same kind of sense of this CEO Alliance group in the Bay Area. If it's done well and people are sincere about building my skill sets, building how I look at things and how I use others to help me solve problems or think differently through being a CEO and the challenges that you have of being a CEO.